This is KCUR. There are two big issues in the race for Kansas governor this year: how to fund education and how to grow the economy. Republican incumbent Sam Brownback is standing firm on cutting taxes to boost the economy. But as KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, Democrat Paul Davis says the Kansas economy starts with education.
There couldn't be two starkly different approaches to economic development. Governor Brownback has cut income taxes for individuals and eliminated them for small businesses. This, the governor says, will spur business development and thus the economy will grow. But House Minority Leader Paul Davis has a very different idea.
I've talked with business leaders from all across the state, and they tell me uniformly that strong public schools are the very foundation of a stronger economy. And the best way for us to attract new business investment is to have great schools and an educated workforce.
That's Davis a few weeks ago at a news conference at a Topeka grade school. Brownback has been adamant that he's spending a record amount on education. Indeed, millions more have been spent on teacher pensions and district capital projects. Davis says that does nothing for kids, and he wants to push the per-pupil state payment back to $4,500 a year from the current $3,800. Do that, Davis claims, and in the long run, the state prospers. Republicans say it doesn't work.
We've done that. That's what I don't understand. That's what Bill Graves and that's what Kathleen Sebelius did.
Scott Schwab is a Republican state representative from Olathe. He says the state is spending plenty on public education, and Kansas needs to keep cutting taxes to attract jobs.
We lost businesses left and right to the point where all we could do is go into spitter spatter against Missouri to try to pick off their businesses and not really compete regionally.
But there's research that suggests just the opposite.
When you cut taxes, education suffers.
Dr. Paul Fisher from the Economic Policy Institute, a liberal-leaning think tank, says there is a strong relationship between a thriving education system and a growing economy. High-tax states like Minnesota and Massachusetts that spend a lot on education, according to Fisher, also have higher wages than low-tax states. Tax cuts, he says, don't drive economic growth.
Taxes are just not a big enough share of business costs, state and local taxes. They're not a big enough share of business costs to make that much difference for most business decisions.
Johnson County has not become the economic engine that it is by cutting taxes.
That's former Kansas State Senator John Vrattle, a Republican from Leawood. Vrattle is an outcast in the state Republican Party, and he is a Davis supporter. Investing in education, both K-12 and higher ed, Vrattle says, will mean a more robust economy in the long run.
If given the choice of an income tax cut or quality schools, we'll pick quality schools every time. They are willing to pay for a good education for their children.
But for conservatives, all this talk about spending more on education is misguided. The Brownback tax cuts, say Dave Traubert of the Kansas Policy Institute, have resulted in a record number of new businesses starting in the state. And he says, before spending more on schools, Kansas must do better with what it already spends.
The focus has to be on what are we doing? How do we change what we're doing? How do we reinvent education? Not just spend more money, because that won't do anything. Just throwing more money at the problem won't do anything.
So this contrast between cutting taxes or spending more on education as the best way for economic development comes down to two competing claims. The state says in 5 years, Kansas will be $1.3 billion in the hole. And Davis says that means tens of millions of dollars will have to be cut from education to make up the difference. But Brownback counters that his tax cuts have already created 55,000 jobs, and those cuts will create 100,000 more in the next 4 years. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.